May 31, 1904. The People Instructed in the Law of God. Ellen G. White. While Nehemiah labored diligently to restore the material defenses of Jerusalem, he did not forget that the God of Israel was their only sure defense, and that only in obedience to his commandments would they be secure. He therefore gave diligent attention to the instruction of the people in the law of God. At the time of the Feast of Trumpets, when many were gathered at the holy city, the people assembled in the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Certain of the priests and Levites united with Ezra in explaining to the people the principles of the divine law. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The scene was one of mournful interest. The wall of Jerusalem had been rebuilt and the gates set up. Thus far, a great victory had been achieved, but a large part of the city was still in ruins. On a pulpit of wood, erected in one of the broadest streets, and surrounded on every hand by the sad reminders of Judah's departed glory, stood Ezra, now an aged man. At his right and left were gathered his brother Levites, who were consecrated to the service of God, and whose presence lent dignity and solemnity to the occasion. With heavy hearts they thought upon the days of their fathers, when the royal psalmist had sung, Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Looking down from the elevated platform, the eye swept over a sea of heads. From all the surrounding country, the children of the covenant had assembled, and as one man they were listening, intent and reverent, to hear once more the words of the Most High. But even here the evidence of their sin was apparent. In their mingling with other nations, the Hebrew language had become corrupted, and therefore great care was necessary on the part of the speakers to explain the law in the language of the people, and so present it that it might be understood by all. As the law of God was read and explained, the people were convinced of their guilt and danger, and with tender consciences and penitential tears they mourned because of their transgressions. But as this day was a festival, a day of holy convocation, a day which the Lord had commanded to be kept with joy and gladness, they were bidden by their teachers to restrain their grief and to rejoice in view of the great mercy of God toward them. For, Nehemiah said, This day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Accordingly, after the earlier part of the day had been devoted to religious exercises, the people spent the remainder in gratefully recounting the blessings of God and enjoying the bounties which He had granted them, remembering also to send portions to the poor who had nothing to prepare. And there was great rejoicing because they understood the words of the law which had been declared to them. The work of reading and expounding the law to the people was continued upon the following day. The solemn services of the Day of Atonement were performed at the time appointed, on the 10th day of the seventh month, according to the command of God. And from the 15th to the 22nd of the same month, the people and the rulers kept once more the Feast of Tabernacles. It was published in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, Go forth unto the mount, and fetch olive branches, and pine branches, and myrtle branches, and palm branches, and branches of fig trees, to make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth, and brought them, and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths, and sat under the booths. For since the days of Joshua the son of Nun unto that day, had not the children of Israel done so. And there was very great gladness. Also day by day, from the first day unto the last day, he, Ezra, read in the book of the law of God. Mrs. E. G. White.